the powerful, eternal, universal law of attraction.
The powerful law of attraction, that which is likened to itself as drawn, is at the root of everything that you experience. So when you give a thought to something, you begin the attraction process of the essence of that subject into your own life experience. Once you've activated a thought vibration within yourself by giving your attention to the subject, the progression of expansion occurs. In other words, the more attention you give to any subject, the more active the vibration of that subject is within you. And the longer that occurs, the more powerful the attraction is, until eventually you will have irrefutable evidence in your own experience of that active vibration. All things that happen in your experience come because of the requests that you are sending out with your thoughts. Remember that whether you are thinking about wanted or unwanted things, you are still sending out a request to attract more things like the subject of your thought. And all things that happen to you, all people, things, experiences, situations that come to you, come in response to your vibrational invitation. The culmination of relationships and circumstances and events that you draw to you is utterly accurate in its response to your vibrational requests. Noticing how things are turning out for you is one very clear way of understanding which vibrational requests you are emanating, because you always get the essence of what you are thinking about, whether you want it or not. We call that post-manifestational awareness, vibrating with no deliberate direction of thought, but then noticing the results of the thoughts only after they have manifested into something real or tangible, such as a low balance in your bank account, or an unwanted physical condition, or an unpleasant relationship. It is possible to become aware of the attracting of an unwanted situation and to head it off before it comes into full realization in your experience by becoming aware of and utilizing the wonderful emotional guidance system you were born with. But most people indiscriminately give attention to whatever is in their view and then accept the inevitability of their emotional responses to those thoughts. They accept that there are bad things out there in the world, and when they focus upon those bad things, they expect to feel bad, and they do. Rarely do they understand the important reason for their bad feeling, but we will state it simply for you here. When you focus upon a subject or a situation and you feel bad, it is not the subject or situation that is the reason for your bad feeling. You feel bad because the thoughts have caused a vibrational separation in you. In other words, you've chosen to give your attention to something that the source within you is not giving attention to. And it is with good reason that the source within you is not giving attention to the thing that makes you feel bad when you do. Source understands the power of attraction and does not want to add to the creation of unwanted things. And when you do, you feel bad every time. And conversely, when you think thoughts during which you feel passionate or happy or loving or eager, you're choosing thoughts in which the larger part of you is also completely immersed. But instead of causing a separation between you and your source, you are now creating a partnership or a relationship with power and clarity and well-being. There is no understanding on any subject that is of greater value to you than the understanding of the existence of your personal emotional guidance system. When you are aware of the existence of your two significant vibrational perspectives and how they relate to one another, you consciously hold the key to your joyful, deliberate creation. And without that understanding, you are a bit like a small cork bobbing atop a raging sea, blown by the current and the wind, out of your personal control. You could say that, in any moment, you really only have access to two emotions, one that feels better and one that feels worse. If you will make a determination that from wherever you stand, and no matter what you are focusing upon, you will reach for the best feeling thought you can find from where you are, then you will develop an ongoing relationship with your inner being, with Source, and with all that you desire, and your life will become consistently joyous. That was your plan, to sift through variety, come to personal clarity about what you prefer on topic after topic, and then come into alignment with your eternally evolving self.
And this is the end of this recording.